My head is spinning with the amount of trans activism we have going. And you know, I just... It's frustrating because we know all the tactics of the left. And one of their greatest psyops that they ever ran on the American people is all these straw men they put out. It's like, I shouldn't have to come on air and have some sort of a prerequisite like, hey, I don't hate trans people. Because that's not what this is about. But they put that straw man out there and they say conservatives hate you if you're trans. Conservatives hate LGBTQ plus people. Conservatives want to put you on a death panel and genocide you. And none of that is true. So we have a big communication problem. But that's not even the problem we have to address because, yeah, they lie about us. They're lying about what they're doing to children and they know it. I couldn't believe this when I saw it, and apparently it's been going on for a year now. A TV show out of the Netherlands, government-funded TV. Imagine if you turned on PBS or NPR and you saw naked adults gallivanting around in front of children. And so you could say, well, we're one step away from that. We've got the drag queen story time. Some might even argue that's worse because that might even be more sexual driven than this. So, yes, what you're seeing on the screen here is a television show for children where they take trans adults and strip them naked in front of a panel of minors. And so I guess the approach here is this is supposed to be educational and this is supposed to be scientific, academic, and, you know, boy, I'll tell you, if you're making that argument, you really have stretched. You have stretched the realm of education, haven't you? And so I guess by this stretch of the imagination, anything could be educational. And I guess when you have that logic, you show kids pornography in the classroom and say it's LGBTQ plus ideology. So they take a panel of children and they put adults, trans adults, in front of them and strip them naked to stand there in front of the kids. And they say, see, this is normal. And then they ask the kids afterwards and they say, yeah, I guess this is normal. Total indoctrination, total propaganda. And maybe we shouldn't be so shocked that that's on the television in Europe with what we see going on here in the United States. So my head is spinning. There is major action taking place in states like Texas and Missouri and Montana and other states that are banning transsexual surgery for minors, which I don't know why that's even up for debate. And then they lie and they say, oh, you hate trans people. No, this is about not having transsexual surgery for minors. Big difference. Big difference. So we've had the rallies in the Texas State Capitol building all week. I was actually out there today again. And now in Tennessee, if they were conservatives, they'd be called insurrectionists, but actual violent leftist extremists have taken over the Tennessee Capitol intentionally, with intent. And is that going to result in being an insurrection in the mainstream media? Doubt it. There's so much of the trans activism happening here on this Thursday, March 30th, 2023 edition of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. There's so much my head is spinning, and I thought it was the Tennessee Capitol. It's the Kentucky State Capitol. It was the Texas State Capitol. It's been the Missouri State Capitol. It's been everywhere. The trans activists, and let's be clear here, it's not about the trans activists. It's not about transsexual individuals. This is about common sense that we apply, a freedom-loving nation, common sense that we apply towards what minors can and can't consent to. It's very simple. I don't see a bunch of activist groups going to Capitol saying that minors should be allowed to drink alcohol. I could make arguments that we should lower the drinking age to 18, but I don't see those big rallies happening. Why? Because it's not a big deal where we understand why the drinking age is 21. And while there might be people that disagree, we get it. What about minors getting a tattoo, needing parental consent? Minors getting a piercing, needing parental consent. Minors are not allowed access to adult entertainment like pornography. Minors can't go into a strip club. So I can sit here and point out all the different things that minors can't do, that we've made logical, common sense steps to say we're going to write this into law. Sure, it's not perfect, but this is what the vast majority of people believe is the right thing to do. And so we're going to take these common sense measures. And that's what we see. But why is it that we have groups of individuals protesting at Capitol buildings across the country because they want minors to be able to go to a doctor and have transsexual surgery before they can even go through puberty in many cases? And so like I said, my head is spinning. It's been in Kentucky. It's been in Tennessee. Is this video from Tennessee then? Is this the video from Tennessee? So this is now from Tennessee. Before it was in Kentucky. We'll show you other footage from Texas, our own footage. I mean, this is crazy. This is crazy. If there were groups saying lower the drinking age to 14 or to 18, you'd say this is nuts. This doesn't make sense. If you had groups saying, we want children to be able to watch pornography, get rid of the age of consent, get rid of the minors can't see adult entertainment, you'd say this is insane. How is it any different with the issue of transsexual surgery? If I laid all of this out and I said, what is the most innocent of these activities? Watching pornography, smoking a cigarette, buying a bottle of booze, going to a strip club, or having transsexual surgery where you chop off your own reproductive organs, if you had a list of most innocent to least innocent, I think the transsexual surgery would probably be the least innocent, even worse than watching an adult film, even worse than smoking a cigarette or drinking a bottle of booze for a minor. So, how is this the issue that they are protesting? Maybe because it is a little more black and white. Maybe because it is something that they can't have control of. Because I wouldn't shock anybody in this audience if I told you, believe it or not, but I smoked a cigarette before I was 18. And I had a couple beers before I was 21. And I actually found a way to access pornography on the internet before I was 18 too. I know, that might shock people. But see, it's a little different, isn't it, with transsexual surgery. That's not so innocent, is it? That's not something I can turn on or off. That's not something I can decide I don't like later on. So there's no group saying children should be allowed to smoke cigarettes. There's no group saying children should be allowed to drink alcohol. There's no group saying children should be allowed to access pornography. We all know that access is probably already there and maybe even an issue for our society, underage drinking, what have you. But we still say, hey, There's a common sense, logical reason for these laws to be on the books. We're not going to change that. But with transsexual surgery, the least innocent of all these activities, they go out and they claim that this is somehow transphobic. Transphobic? Is it cigarette smoker phobic to not want minors to smoke cigarettes? Is it because we're scared of people that smoke cigarettes? Is it alcohol phobic? Is it alcoholic phobic to not want kids to buy booze before they're out of high school? Before they're out of college? Is it porn phobic? Is it porn star phobic? Is it stripper phobic? Because we don't want minors to have access to pornography and adult entertainment? No, I don't hear any of that. I don't hear any of those arguments. So how is it transphobic if we don't want kids to have transsexual surgery? Now, I ask these questions, of course, with the tongue in my cheek, because we all know what it's all about, don't we? And we're figuring it out real quick. And the truth is, most of these people that go out to these protests have no freaking clue what they're involved in. They really believe the propaganda. They really think they're some sort of a modern age superhero. And that's why they wear the gay flag like a cape. They really think they're superheroes fighting for these trans kids that are so victimized. They really believe this. They really believe this propaganda. They really believe this garbage. But what are we actually finding out as we're getting to the bottom of this barrel? You have sexual deviants and sexual perverts that are using this to get access to children. And you have deviant pervert doctors that are using this to perform transsexual surgeries that, of course, enrich those surgeons. So it's really an incredible thing. And they had this thing so well orchestrated, so well funded, that they had their trans week of vengeance already planned, knowing these bills were going to be passed. They had their psychotic, suicidal trans killers already ready to go out and murder a bunch of children and adults at a Christian school. And then the media says former Christian school student commits mass murder. So taking the victims of the crime and making them the guilty party, and then taking the guilty party, the trans individual, and making that individual the victim. So we saw that this week. And some of the more deranged, I mean, it's just getting more deranged as we go along. We're going to show you more of these clips, like this Democrat screaming at the people inside the Capitol building in Tennessee, where they insurrected today. And I mean, let's not forget, I mean, we breezed over the fact that yesterday we had a guy in a Baphomet outfit chanting that he wants trans kids' rights. I mean, it's so ludicrous, it has to be fake. You know, it just kind of hit me in the break as I'm getting ready to show you some of these videos. Like, for example, this gentleman, this demon creature that we had yesterday. Where was this one, guys? Do we remember even where this one was? Was this Tennessee? This was Kentucky? I'm not trying to kid around here. There have been transurrections at like 10 Capitol buildings this week. And I've been at the in and out of the Capitol in Texas covering it. I was there again today. A video will be up on Band shortly if it's not already. So my head is literally spinning from this stuff. And I'm sitting here in the break like, okay, here's the videos I'm going to go to. Here's the coverage. And it just like hit me. I spent like 2 hours on this subject yesterday. I spent an hour on this subject Tuesday. I spent 3 hours on this subject Monday. I mean, I can't even really, because I got to cover it. I mean, it's everywhere. It's one of the bigger news stories. There has to be pushback against this. There has to be a stand made. It's kind of like this. I'm not a virtue signaler. I don't do virtue signaling for easy brownie points. It's not really what I like to do. If anything, I like to take the hard way and like stand there in front of police and say, yeah, arrest me for my free speech. Like, I'd rather take the hard way to earn my brownie points. I don't do fake virtue signaling for easy brownie points. But it's like, yeah, okay, if I'm going to be a conservative and I'm going to do easy brownie points, then yes, I'm virtue signaling because I want to stop children from having their testicles and their breasts removed. That's an easy one. That's easy brownie points for me. It's like, yeah, you know, I don't really know how much I care about the abortion issue, but man, that's such an easy stand to make. That's such easy brownie points. I think I'll virtue signal against abortion. Now, that's not the case. I've been protesting abortion since I was a freshman in high school. But the point is, it's like, it's such an easy virtue signal. And it's all these liberals, that's all they do is easy brownie points, easy virtue signals. They don't actually care. They just think it's easy. And so they don't have to put in any effort. They just say, oh, I stand for the gay community. Or, oh, I stand with the trans community. And they don't really stand for anything. But really, it's like the easy brownie points are standing against abortion. Whether you politically agree with it or not, that's easy brownie points there. Standing against trans kid surgeries. Again, easy brownie points there. No matter how you feel about it, just like, yeah, I'm going to virtue signal. Yeah, hey, don't chop off little boys' testicles. Don't chop off little girls' breasts. It's like, wow, you're a saint. Who didn't think of that? No, I've got men going into the Tennessee Capitol building. I've got men going into the Kentucky Capitol building. I've got men going into the Texas Capitol building in demon outfits. You look at that guy from Kentucky yesterday. This has to be a joke, right? I mean, guys, who dresses up like a demon? Who puts a demon Baphomet helmet on and paints their face like a clown and goes to a trans kid rally? Seriously, that is that real? This guy has to be trolling, right? He's a troll. He's pulling a fake out. He's doing a prank. He's going dressed up as the devil to a trans kid's rally as a prank, right? That, he's not serious, is he? You don't even know anymore. You don't even know anymore. People that don't know about Alex Stein videos, this is the type of stuff that Alex Stein does, and they watch it and they're like, is this real? They don't even know. And Stein takes it to the ludicrous levels. Stein takes it to the absolute most ludicrous culture jam levels. And people who don't know about his work, they see it and they say, wait, is this real? I'm sitting here looking at a man who got up yesterday morning and thought to himself, and had the accessories to put on a Baphomet outfit with killer clown face paint and shark tooth fang mouth inserts to dance around and chant for trans kids' rights at the Capitol. He made that decision. Tell me that's not real. Tell me that's not how far we've fallen. And then I have to sit here and tell you for multiple hours a day that actually that's exactly where we are at. Biden says transgender Americans shape our nation's soul in an official proclamation. So a trans person goes out and murders children. A trans person goes out and murders Christians, and the trans people are the victims here. I mean, my goodness. It's just, what are you on the verge of? A complete mental breakdown? Or are you in the greatest time of human comedy and tragedy in our history? I guess you could look at it either way, because I'm the same way. I went out on Monday, had my Clown World shirt on. Boy, oh boy, did we have a good laugh. Boy, oh boy, did we have a good laugh. But see, then you remember, no, this is about protecting children from predators and pedophiles. And so I went to the Capitol today, not knowing whether there'd be activity out there. And I went on with a different mission, and I was going to do professional interview style. And I was actually going to ask these people seriously, not trolling. I mean, it always ends up becoming that because they can't talk. And I was going to ask them seriously, what are we protecting trans kids from? But they weren't out there today. And it was a bit of a rainy day. I was able to get some extra bonus content with Alex Rosen that'll be on band.video. But really, are men dressing up as Baphomet killer clowns and rallying for trans kids? Is that real or is this just a troll? But yes, the video is live. Myself and Alex Rosen at the Texas Capitol today. And there's stuff in that video that I had to put down because I wasn't going to have time to cover it today, where they're telling you, maybe we'll air the interview. It's a great interview with Alex Rosen. And they're telling you in their official printout, they have these droplets is what they call it. It's in the video. And they have these droplets and it says on the droplets what they're out there to do. And it's trans surgery for minors. It's wanting to change the language. And so basically it needs to be officially recognized that there's 100 genders and you should be able to select that on your driver's license, job application, what have you. And then the third one on their droplet is they want to be able to show children porn in the school. And it's all there. They don't even hide it. They don't even deny it. They won't call it porn. They'll call it, you know, adult or sexual education for children is the buzzword for porn. And they call it gender affirming care is the buzzword for trans sex surgery. Yeah, there it is right there. The crew has it. Greatest crew in the business. So, look, I'm floating around the cosmos of all of this insanity. I'm going to come back and focus on it. I'm going to show you the videos. I'm going to show you the news headlines. It's the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. It's just so crazy. How can you focus? You know, I got to tell you, life is a funny thing, isn't it? I've got all my friends in St. Louis today sending me their pictures and videos of themselves and their family and everybody at the opening baseball game and all the festivities and all the fun, which, I mean, that was tradition for me as well growing up. It's like, hey, man, it's opening day. What are you doing? Oh, I'm just battling transsexual demons. Enjoy the game, though. Have a cold one for me. I'm just battling satanic pedophiles that want to chop kids' balls off. But please enjoy the game. Seriously, I wish I was there. Life is funny that way, isn't it? I was asking the crew, do you think this trans Satanist at the Kentucky Capitol is real or not? And we can't decide if it's a troll, a fake, or if that's the real deal. I mean, that's professional makeup, though. He had a professional do his makeup. There is no way he did that himself. But that's what it's all about, the Satanists for trans kids. Satanism for chopping up little boys and girls. Satanists for... I mean, really, it's just the depopulation agenda. So it's Satanists for neutering boys. Satanists to stop overpopulation. Don't worry. Once we chop your balls off and once we make it so you can't reproduce, then yeah, lube up and go at it wherever you like. All good. They'll do it right for you there in the classroom, right there in the church. Just you got to chop them off first, you see? We're saving the planet. All right. I got to get focused here because there's so much of this news. I want to give a shout out to somebody here. And guys, maybe we can effort to get this individual on the show because my heart kind of broke for this reporter a little bit when I saw her video and her tweets. Sarah Fields. Not a single Texas resident talk show host, celebrity activist, highly followed digital creator or news host that has made protecting children a priority, showed up at the Capitol to help us protect Texas children. I looked for them. Instead, they receive attention via social media and their paid platform. Not us. We're banned from those platforms, probably why you didn't see me down there. But when crunch time is here and sacrifices of time, money, and emotional, physical energy have to be spent, where are they? If you speak out against the abuse of Texas children and you have a large following that you could easily activate, yet you don't show up when we needed you the most, I will begin to wonder if you actually care or if you're simply profiting off the hot button issues. Ah. I don't get too much into it, but you know we've talked about that before. It's not here. It's not our guests. I mean, think about it. Even Alex Stein, who's a former reality TV star comedian, even Stein goes out in the streets. Like, Stein is a street warrior. The funny guy. The goofball. We were outnumbered 3-1 yesterday. Do better. Be unique. Dispel the lies with your mouth and fight against it with action. Regardless of where I end up, my own show, podcast, etc., I will always do my best to show up when we're desperately needed. And she goes on and on. And so I actually felt kind of bad because, believe me, I get it. And, you know, perhaps just my understanding of the world and the choices I've made in it makes it easier to swallow for me, knowing that we're basically going uphill, knowing that we're going to hit the barbed wire alone, and that's okay. But I genuinely felt bad. And why don't conservatives get people out there in Texas? And I think there's a couple reasons. I think one of the reasons she hits here pretty well, and that's most conservative influencers or talk show hosts that you know of aren't going to spend their time in the streets. They don't bother to go out in the streets. They don't want to rub elbows with the people. They don't want to get dirty in the streets, and they don't want to cover content that might get them banned. So there's no doubt that there's an angle of that. I'm not saying they're all grifters, but there's a level of it, isn't there? There's a level of it. But what about the old notion that I think is also very accurate? Conservatives have better things to do. They have better things to do. When I go and I look at the activists that are at these Democrat pro-trans kids rallies, it's school-aged children whose parents pull them out of school to go to this, and it's deranged individuals that probably can't hold a job or a full-time job or are on benefits for mental disorders, or it's unemployed people that are on unemployment. And so this is the scene from the Texas Capitol yesterday or 2 days ago where they had the die-in less than 24 hours after a trans individual wanted to go out and murder Christians because she was suicidal. She said, I'm going to take 6 Christians with me because they did this to me. And that's what the Democrats told her to do. So that's the propaganda. She wants to commit suicide, but she figures I'm going to kill 6 Christians before I die. And then the trans community becomes the victim after a blatant murder spree, after a killing spree, the trans community becomes a victim and they have a die-in. And Madonna announces a concert in Nashville to raise money, not for the families, not for the school, not for the victims of the killing spree, but no, for the trans community that's suffering because one of their own committed a mass murder. Talk about out of touch. And the other issue you have is that the Republican Party still is nowhere near the organizational level that the Democrats are. And I'm not talking about at the top when it comes to raising money. I mean, when it comes to the grassroots. I mean, take a look at, I mention this name a lot, but it's a great example. Take a look at Scott Presler. Scott Presler is one man, one individual, who's done more to move bodies into the streets for the Republican Party in 5 years than I've seen the Republican Party do, the entire Republican Party do in my life. So the effort just isn't there. It's not an issue that there aren't conservatives that will show up. It's not an issue that we aren't out there, that we don't exist. The issue is the effort is not being made. How do Democrats get 300 people to show up to the Capitol on a Wednesday to do a trans satanic ritual dance? Because they have millions of dollars and they have massive email chains and text threads. How do you think I know about these events? And they send out notifications to all their local Democrats that they have in their database 3 times a week, and they give them the exact date, and they give them the exact time, and they gave them the exact location. And they said, we're protecting trans kids. They do it on social media. So they actually have a grassroots activism organizational strategy, and the Republicans have nothing. So the only way I even hear about these events is not because I get emails from Republicans. I'm on all their email lists too. They don't send you anything. They just ask for money. I get the information from the Democrat Soros group email chains. That's where I get it. They send me the text. I'm signed up for their notifications. So I'm signed up for all the Republican and Democrat stuff. The Republicans don't send me anything except asking me for money. The Democrats send me stuff 3-4 times a week saying, here's our next event. Here's how you can get there. Here's how you can activate. Here's the time. Here's the place. Here's the issue. And yes, of course, they have money that's behind this. Well, the Republicans could have money behind it, too, if they wanted. So, yeah, I have to get notified from the left or from some other local journalist or just citizen that says, hey, this is going on over here. So I feel bad for Sarah Fields feeling alone out there, but I've just addressed the issue as to why. And I'm sure that she probably never saw the fact that I was there or any of my content because I'm banned everywhere. But it's funny because we were there today and we were being thanked for our work. I'll leave it at that. All right, I promise I'm going to get into the news and the video clips now. That's my promise. But first, remember, we are listener supported and we sell products that we know are going to improve your quality of life, especially in an emergency or a disaster. God forbid you need emergency food supplies, but wouldn't you rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it? Just a month ago here in Austin, we had people digging through dumpsters for food because the grocery stores were without power after an ice storm. Don't dig through dumpsters for food. Dig through your own pantry, through your emergency food supplies that you can get right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's in stock, ships upon your order. It's not going to take us a week or two to even place the order. We have it ready to be shipped right now. So it's not advanced purchasing like so many other emergency food suppliers do. It's in stock. You order it, we ship it. So it's the 1 year emergency food supply. It's the 6 month emergency food supply. It's the 3 month emergency food supply. It's the 1 month emergency food supply. All those options available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. What about air filtration? What about water filtration? You know, that's not something just for an emergency. That's something for every day. Do you have a water filter? Do you have an air filter? People are learning real quick how the water has been poisoned intentionally. People are learning real quick how the air has been poisoned intentionally. What are you doing about it? We have the answer. Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system. I have 2 in my house. Can't recommend it enough. And the Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system. I have 3 in my house. Can't recommend them enough. And I'm telling you, you can smell the difference. It's actually an odd thing when you're actually breathing clean air. It's like you may notice a lot of casinos, they do the pure oxygen pumping and filtration. It's because they know that if you're feeling good and high on good oxygen, you're going to gamble more. So you can know the difference in your own home. I'm telling you. Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system, InfoWarsStore.com. Can't recommend it enough. Breathe clean air. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's your support there that keeps us on the air. Okay, so we played the video with one of the more ludicrous things you're ever going to hear of, the television show called Simply Naked, run on government television in Netherlands for children, where they take trans adults and they strip them naked and they have them lecture kids about how this is totally normal, a naked man pretending to be a woman. A naked man with fake breasts or a naked woman with her body chopped up and mauled and scarred because they chopped her breasts off with a and then gave her a fake penis, and they strip them down and they stand them there in front of kids and they give them a microphone and they say, "See, this is normal. An adult standing in front of you shaking his private parts." It's like, that's actually the definition of a pervert and a pedophile, but okay. Well, you'll say, "Yeah, that's Europe. That's those freaks over there in Europe." Certainly that wouldn't be happening here. Actually, I would argue that it's worse here. I would argue it's worse here. If I'm looking at this from an observational, neutral perspective, and I've got the scenes from the Simply Naked TV show where they're just putting trans people naked in front of kids and saying, "This is what it looks like," I'd be more open-minded to hear that as a biological, scientific lecture than what we have on the screen in front of me now, which is your drag queen stripper time for kids. So, yes, you and I are all shocked that they have Simply Naked, a TV show for kids, where they literally strip trans people to show the kids their bodies. And I would argue that that's more innocent than drag queen stripper time for kids, where they just accidentally flash you their ball sack. Excuse me. They've been caught doing that multiple times. Or they take out dildos and tell you how to use them. Or they put signs on the wall that says it's not going to lick itself. What is worse to you? I mean, again, I'm not arguing in defense of a TV show showing children naked bodies. I'm just saying I understand how you would make that argument that that is an academic lecture. If you're really going to sit here and say, "Oh, this is a normal human body," and then, okay, well, if I have a science textbook that shows the male reproductive system or the female reproductive system, that's academic. Nobody's arguing that's pornography. Now, if I show in a textbook a child performing oral sex on another child, that's pornography. That's what they put in the textbooks. So that's the difference here. They're not actually doing stripper time for kids. Oh, no, they are. And they tell the kids to do stripper time for themselves. We've shown those videos. They teach them how to do stripper pole dances. And then they say, "Go work for tips," like they're a hooker. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I've been covering this all week. Do I really have to rehash it all and show you all the videos? Girl straddled by drag queen sparks outrage at North Carolina school. A drag queen straddled a girl during a racy performance at a North Carolina community college, prompting the school to potentially revise its rules surrounding underage drag shows. Oh, you're going to revise the rules now, are you? What? Wow. What gave it away? So, oh, this is all fine. And then the pervert drag queen strippers actually straddle the children and give them a lap dance. And finally, people are like, okay, this is wrong. You didn't see how that's where it was going the whole time? And, you know, I was thinking about something else. Because, again, I was raised Catholic. I wouldn't really say I'm a practicing Catholic. I don't go to Catholic Mass. But I'm proud of my Catholic upbringing. I don't shy away from that. And when I see these priests and these so-called ministers, you know, I tend to have a certain level of respect. And maybe that's just because I was brought up in the Catholic Church and I knew priests and monsignors and growing up and they were nice to me. But there's a certain level of respect. And I was kind of rethinking that. And I might just go in, when I start seeing priests at these events or these ministers at these events, I think my barrier, if you will, has completely broken now. And I think if I see these ministers and these priests at these events again, I think I've lost all respect now. Because why can't you talk like a normal person if you're a priest? Why can't you talk like a normal man? When I bring these issues up, why do you have to act like you're some PC liberal reading off a script from the Pope? Are you not your own person? Can you not talk for yourself? Can you not sit here and say that trans kid surgery is wrong? So I had a certain level of respect talking to these priests. I think it's gone. And as far as these ministers that show up, and they're all women. Have you noticed they're all fat women? Most of them lesbians. You'll start to notice this. These ministers are everywhere, and they have the priest garb on. And it's always fat lesbian women. You know what? I think I'm done with you two. Yeah. Yeah. I had a certain level of respect for you two. That's gone. That I know is gone. An actual priest that's gone through the process and has a congregation, then I don't know. Maybe I'll still back off that a little bit. These fake ministers, these fake female lesbian ministers, my tolerance for you is done. Okay? So I'm gonna call you out when I see you now. You're not a real minister, and I'm going to ask you, who are you praying to? Are you praying to Jesus? Do you believe Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? Is that what you believe? What's your favorite Bible verse? Do you read the Bible? Because I guarantee to you, none of these ministers are actually religious or actually Christian or even actually believe in God. If you believe in trans kids, and if you promote trans kids, you are not a Christian, you are not a Catholic, and you are not a minister, and you will be called out. You will be called out. I'm not going to play this game anymore, because that's what they do. It's stolen valor. They put on a priest's outfit so that they can pretend to be an authority and unapproachable and untouchable. No. Not me. You got the wrong one. So you're going to get called out from now on. When I see these female ministers, I'm calling you out from now on. I'm not going to be nice anymore. I'm not going to give you a platform to talk about how you really feel. No, it's going to be your called out. None of those two fake ministers that I just showed on the screen are real. Do you think they believe in God? Do you think they're Christians? Do you think they get on their knees and beg God? And pray to God and humble themselves in front of God? Sorry, if you're promoting trans kids surgeries, you are not a real priest, not a real minister, not a real Christian. Okay, we've got a bit of a technical situation here. You can hear my voice, but you can't see me. And we are working on getting that taken care of. So if you're watching right now on band.video or infowars.com/show or anywhere else, it's not your screen or your computer or your internet connection. It's us. We're having a bit of a technical error here, but I can still talk, so I will continue to do this. Now, because we don't have video, I can't show you what I was about to, but let me tell you what we have coming up here as we begin the second hour. You know, the left getting away with all of their lies and no pushback is coming. Those days are coming to an end. And it used to be like, I can't even accurately say that, well, it was InfoWars that did this, because really it was just, it wasn't InfoWars playing the left-right paradigm. We were just always anti-establishment. We were just always anti-tyranny. If it was on the left or if it was on the right, it didn't matter. That was always where InfoWars stood. But it's pretty apparent now that we've got a new shuffling or we've got a new alignment here, and the left has just gone full authoritarian, tyrannical propaganda, you name it. And at least as far as the right-wing ideology and the voters are concerned, it's just getting back to common sense, basic stuff. And so this is starting to finally catch up, and the average American is starting to see this. And the left doesn't know what to do. They don't know what to do about Tucker Carlson being the top-rated TV show. They don't know what to do about the fact they haven't destroyed Alex Jones and InfoWars yet. They don't know what to do about libs of TikTok getting millions of videos on all of millions of views on all of their videos. And now we've got two situations that I think are about to become a lot more prevalent. Again, I can't show the video right now. We're getting this system issue fixed. But you had Thomas Massie and Jamal Bowman get into somewhat of a debate yesterday in the halls of Congress, and we need more of this. Now Bowman ended up doing this to himself. That's the Democrat. He ended up doing this to themselves because he was ranting and raving like a madman, and Thomas Massie came up and just simply checked him, gave him the intellectual body check and said, well, wait a second, hold on. We get armed security. You're not going to give that up, are you? And then he goes into a ranting, flailing, screaming session. Now, why am I talking about this? Because here's what has to happen. Liberals won't debate conservatives anymore, and we all know why. Democrats won't debate Republicans anymore, and we all know why. Because they can't win. And they know it. And if they even got on the stage, it's not just that they can't win, it's that they will lose. And they'll be exposed. So now the situation we have, and I hope this is the case, now you have Republicans are just going to have to approach Democrats in the halls of Congress and just debate them right there. And just have their staff film or whatever, because you can't go out there and do that as a journalist. You could try, but they're not going to talk to you. But if you're actually a member of Congress and you try to have a debate or a conversation with other members of Congress right there and they run away, that's a story. That's a real story. Watching Democrats run from Republicans trying to have a discussion or a debate on these real issues, that's what we need. So this Massey Bowman thing happened organically. The Republicans need to take that and say, wait a second, this is beautiful. Why don't we force this to happen every day we're here? Whether it's Matt Gaetz or Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert or Paul Gosar or Thomas Massey or Jim Jordan, you name it. They need to be approaching these Democrats in the halls of Congress at the Capitol every day, calling them out for their lies and their propaganda and stirring a debate. And now, libs of TikTok and AOC just had a face-to-face meeting. So we've got videos of all of this coming up. It's the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We need a new system. Our system's broke. We need to buy a new one. So shop at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. System is broke. It's crashed. We've been fighting Satan so hard here. He sent his little demons into our system to shut it down. And so we're probably going to need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy some products because I think the studio just completely broke. I'm not even kidding. In fact, I'm going to be switching studios after this segment. You know, this is actually kind of calming for me, to be honest with you. Because I hate all the cameras and all the lights that's blaring in my face the whole segment. I got 10 light boxes in front of me. I got 30 lights beaming directly into my eyes. It's like, ugh, for 3 hours a day. Can we shut the lights off in here too, since we're not on camera? Give me a little bit of a... Okay, so folks, just a little programming note here. We're going to have a little bit of an awkward couple minutes here where we're going to have to make a studio switch. So we're probably just going to have to go to some pre-taped content for you. And then we should be able to have the other studio fired up and we'll be going live out of there. Wow. I mean, this is actually hilarious, guys, isn't it? Because... this is now two studios down. I'm not even trying to air the dirty laundry. It's just, this is crazy, man. We've had the other studio down for a month because we can't get the parts delivered. Yeah, you'd probably tell your son or daughter not to go anywhere near that ban that says free candy for kids on it. But oh, it's an LGBTQ pride van. Oh, go ahead, kiddos. Yeah. Yes. Now it's okay. I mean, imagine you're a predator out there and you've got your, you know, stereotypical predator van. Man, none of these kids are coming anywhere near my free candy van. Slap a gay flag on the side of it, and then now the parents are bringing their kids to my predator van. Amazing. I gotta give a big shout out to the crew, and actually they're upset with themselves, saying we should have done it faster. In 20 minutes In 20 minutes, they were able to get an entirely different studio set up and ready for this transmission. In 20 minutes, cameras, backgrounds, monitors, even the lights blaring on me that I hate so much. I asked them not to. They even did that. That's how pro they are. So big ups to the crew for that. Not too many could make that happen in such a short period of time. So big ups to them. And we have the best crew here thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just dive into these videos. Let's start with, well, you know what? I'm going to need more time to this, actually. So we're going to play the AOC and the Libs of TikTok video. We're going to play the Thomas Massie and the Jamal Bowman video because there's a larger story that I want to highlight there. So let's just look at what we have going on here at all the different capitals with the trans activists. Now, again, girl straddled by drag queen sparks outrage at North Carolina school. And the truth is that all this activity at these LGBTQ stripper time event for kids, all of them will spark outrage if people see it. And that's why they get so mad when we show up with cameras or when we play the videos of them doing their little activities, adult activities for children. So here's a clip of them at the Kentucky state capitol. Here's your transurrectionists in clip 9. Shut it down. Now, there are no rights that I, as a straight cisgender man, have that a trans person doesn't have. There are no rights. And so if you asked what rights does a trans person not have, they wouldn't be able to tell you. But there they are making that chant anyway. That was the same Capitol building where you had the man with the demon clown face paint, professional demon clown face paint, and a Baphomet outfit on with a weird devil tooth mouth insert. I'm trying my best to describe this freak show. So that's what was going on at the Kentucky Capitol yesterday. Transurrectionists took over the Capitol, said shut it down, and one individual showed up dressed as a literal demon. So that's Kentucky. And then you had this going on in Tennessee in clip 6. So you can see the massive standoff between police and the trans activists and protesters. And you can see them shoving law enforcement and getting into it with law enforcement. Oh, but this is all good. This is not an insurrection. This is not them taking over a Capitol. A sacred building with sacred rituals. But when leftists go and desecrate, it's all good. When leftists go and interrupt, it's all good. Oh, man, I'll tell you. It's funny. I'm the most patient, impatient person you've ever met. Because... oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know Owen Schroyer is not the only one to ever get the charge of disruption of Congress, right? You know Owen Schroyer is not the only person that's been sued by the government for disruption of Congress, right? But there are things that only Owen Schroyer has ever had to suffer because of those charges. Yeah. But I'm going to still be patient. Just, oh, man, I just, ugh. You can imagine. You can imagine. And then there was this insanity. Well, I don't even have enough time for that one, so we'll have to wait on that. We showed you the Netherlands TV show, Simply Naked, where they take adult trans people and strip them down in front of kids to tell them it's normal. How about this one? Taxpayer-funded Canadian TV put out this segment, normalizing drag for kids, in clip 13.
Nervous. But I meant, like, I've never met anyone that's not. I can't really explain.
So wait, pause it and restart it. Let me give a little, let me pitch to this a little better. Canadian government-funded television. Taxpayer-funded. They take kids and they sit them down in a room, like it's a professional interview, with a drag queen. This individual dressed like Big Bird in a Cinderella dress. And they sit the kid down. And it's like, yeah, I'm a little nervous. I mean, do you blame him? So it's like, what is this? This is like a struggle session. This is like a torture session. It's like, we're going to torture you until you accept that the trans individual is your new god. So start it from the beginning, but that's what you have here. So they sit kids down in a room for an interview next to a trans person in some weird struggle session. Here it is.
Why are you nervous?
Why are you nervous?
I can't really explain.
Is this your first time seeing a drag queen?
Yes.
How does that make you feel?
Excited, but a little bit nervous.
Poor kids.
I'm a little bit nervous. I've never seen a drag queen before.
And what do you think?
I think it's cool.
It's great?
Yeah.
What are they going to say?
I don't know. It's just different. It's different and yeah. New. Yeah.
Do you think that boy can wear makeup?
Yes.
And would you agree that makeup is for everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Where do you buy your drag clothes?
This is I bought this at Value Village.
So when are we going to address this for what it really is?
And sometimes I'll buy things secondhand.
I don't care about how you feel about trans people. That's not what this is about. When you are forcing young children to stare at naked trans people, and when you are forcing young children to sit down and say, this is a trans person, accept them or you're a bigot, this is child abuse. That's all it is, no matter how you feel about trans people. That's what this is. Let's be honest. All right, we've got some breaking news. The New York Times is reporting, this just broke, literally. Grand jury votes to indict Donald Trump in New York. A Manhattan grand jury voted to indict Donald Trump on Thursday for his role in paying hush money to a porn star, according to four people with knowledge of the matter. A historical development that will shake up the 2024 presidential race and forever mark him as the nation's first former president to face criminal charges. The felony indictment filed under seal by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office will likely be announced in the coming days. By then, prosecutors working for the district attorney, Alvin Bragg, will have asked Mr. Trump to surrender and face arraignment on charges that remain unknown for now. So I've reached out to a couple of legal experts to understand how this is possible, because they just told us they were taking a break and a vacation for a month, and now they're saying, nope, actually we're indicting him. What? So I'm going to try to get some answers as far as that mystery is concerned. But you know what? I'm not going to play this game with them anymore, where they distract us and gaslight us using Donald Trump. So I'm not going to play that game. So if they want to arrest Donald Trump, just go ahead and do it. Stop teasing all of these libtards out here that are waiting, holding their breath for 5 years that you're going to arrest Donald Trump. Just go ahead and do it already if you want to do it. Go ahead. Go ahead. Fill your hand. Go ahead and do it. Do it. Go ahead. We're going to arrest Donald Trump for his involvement with Operation Warp Speed and the vaccines killing 100,000 Americans. Oh, wait, no, sorry. No. That's not the one. We're going to arrest Donald Trump because he paid a porn star, even though he didn't pay the porn star. And the porn star admitted in a signed legal document that she did not take money from Trump. And the man that paid the porn star wrote in a legal document signed by himself that he paid the money. And so Trump gets indicted for money a porn star said she never received from Trump, and money who Michael Cohen said he paid, not Donald Trump. So that means you indict Donald Trump. But I'm not going to play this game because my guess is this is just a distraction from something else. If you're going to arrest Trump, just go ahead and do it already. Stop bluffing. So really, why are they putting this news out there? How is it even possible? But I'm not going to play the game anymore. We already played this game with you once. I'm not going to play this game with you again. If you want to arrest Trump, go ahead and do it. But see, they just use it as this distraction, as this shiny object of, oh, look over here. See, we're arresting Trump. And then conservatives and patriots are like, wow, this is dangerous. This is authoritarian. This is next level. Wow, this country really is corrupt, as Trump said. And then all the Trump haters are like, wow, finally we get to see Trump arrested, foaming at the mouth. It's like a sexual experience for them, only to be let down again. So I'm not going to play this game with them. We'll monitor that news, and I'll try to maybe make some sense of it as I've put some feelers out to get the obvious answer of, if they're on vacation, how do they move to indict? What do you think really went down? But I don't want to get distracted by that, even though I already have, and now I'm going to have to push back what I wanted to cover this segment again. No, actually, I think I do have time. Okay, so this just happened. This is, again, folks, this is happening so much. I think this one was from Tennessee today, where the transurrectionists broke into the Capitol, broke through the security barricades, got into the rotunda, and while that chaos was happening, a Democrat had the podium. I mean, I don't even know how to explain this rant other than surreal. So here were the scenes from Tennessee today, where the trans activists violently broke into the Capitol and did a stand-in, sit-in. There were arrests, and there's a Democrat on the podium spouting off as this is all happening. Watch this chaos in clip 7. Chopping a boy's balls off? Like chopping a girl's breasts off? Hurt people? A trans kid walks into a girl's bathroom and rapes a girl? Is that what we're talking about? Rights are under attack. What are trans rights? The right to rape somebody? The right to have access to your child sexually? What are these trans rights they're talking about? This is truly nuts.
In the hallways, in our offices, in this gallery.
no such thing as a trans kid. There's a surgically modified human.
I've heard we need to stop genital mutilation. Guess what? It's not happening. You can stop worrying about it.
Genital mutilation is not happening. We're just taking the testicles off of little boys. But that's not genital mutilation.
Because the only legitimate poll we have...
We're cutting into the forearms of little girls and making a fake penis and sewing it on to their torso. And it's not genital mutilation. They're their kids to rape. They're their kids to abuse. Interesting argument.
They don't come into this capital. I've got 500 friends here today in opposition. This is dangerous policy passed by poor process, supported by junk science.
Why should not science? It's not a science. You know, look, we really got to sit down and ask ourselves, what is really going on here? This is so nonsensical. This is so alien. And there's one way to easily describe this, but this is not as deep as it goes. But surface level, I'm going to tell you the psychological ideology and phenomenon that we're witnessing here, folks. What does the modern day American left, communist far left, what is their real ideological basis and principle? It's to oppose you. That's it. They don't actually have any foundation to stand on. It's just whatever you support, whatever you like, whatever you're for, they're against. And this is just the extreme example. So you don't want to mutilate little children. You don't want to sexualize little children. So now they're for mutilating children and they're for sexualizing children. All right, so because the left, Democrat, progressive, liberal, refuses to engage in an actual healthy political debate, we all know why, there's a new form of political debate that's finally catching on. Something I had to figure out years ago. Now it's about to go mainstream. I'll explain that in a second. First, let me tell you what this Trump indictment is all about here. So they have indicted Trump, and the confusion is that we thought that the grand jury was on vacation. The vacation actually wasn't supposed to start, I guess, and won't start till April 5th. But if they're already indicting him, I guess that the move has already been made. So now it's confirmed the indictment has been filed. So basically, Trump now has to turn himself in to be arraigned. Now, the typical process for that, I've been through it myself as a political prisoner, is, you know, as long as both parties are acting in good faith, you show up to the courthouse to accept your charges. They cuff you. They take you to jail where you sit until you can get in front of a judge for your arraignment. And I doubt they would be so bold to deny a release of Donald Trump. So he'll probably, I mean, this is what it's like for a normal citizen, not the former president of the United States. Is Secret Service really going to let Donald Trump go into a jail cell? How is this really going to go down? So that'll be the speculation. I don't want to spend a bunch of time on it. We know what it is. Trump is being politically persecuted by the Democrats. They're completely whacked out of their minds. They've been broken by their Trump derangement syndrome. And they can't relieve themselves of it. And they can't get over it. And they still don't understand that the more they hate Trump and go after Trump, the more popular he becomes. So that's going to be the case. And now you're talking about, again, a potential major standoff here. I guess Trump is going to cooperate. But what is Secret Service going to have to say about this? What is Ron DeSantis going to have to say or do about this? I don't want to spend all the time on that. We'll have to wait to see the next move. But Trump has been indicted. And so, therefore, technically, his arrest and arraignment is inevitable. My guess is that he'll probably turn himself in Monday, however this thing goes, next week on a Monday, is usually how it goes. You get the indictment, and they give you till a certain day to turn yourself in. So this is all developing. The Democrats have completely lost their mind. Now, So here's how this goes. When I first took the red pill, woke up, whatever you want to say, I was not political. I was not into news or anything. And so the entire left-right paradigm was really foreign to me. I don't even know if I could have told you what side of the aisle believed what. I mean, maybe some basic stuff, but overall, I was not political, didn't care about left-right, didn't even think about it. And so when I woke up, took the red pill, became political, I assumed that everybody would want the knowledge, the information, the understanding that I had finally gotten late in my life when I was about 22, 23 years old. And I quickly found out that wasn't the case. And then after years of this experience, I realized, wait a second, it's the left wing that's not open-minded and filled with hate and bigotry. And so what had to happen? Well, I couldn't have debates. I couldn't get leftists and liberals to open their minds. So I had to go out on the streets with a microphone and a cameraman and basically do guerrilla-style debates where I'd go to their active events like a Trump hate protest or a trans kid protest or whatever, and I'd just have to go right up to their face and debate them. And there's hundreds of hours of this content. I would argue I created an entire genre of this content on the internet. Not that it hadn't been there before, but it wasn't really a genre and approach until after I did it. Now, I'm banned everywhere. You can still find these videos. If you dig hard enough, you can still find them. There's hours, hundreds of hours of it. But that's what I had to do to show you what a debate would look like between a Trump supporter and a Trump hater, or a conservative and a liberal, or a Republican and a Democrat, because you just don't get it anywhere else. So I had to go force that issue. I'd say we were pretty successful with it. But now the realization is this is the only way you're ever going to be able to get a debate with a leftist. You have to show up and confront them in person and bring up the issues, because they're never going to agree to a debate. They cancel all the debates. They cancel the presidential debates. Liberals can't debate. Progressives can't debate. Democrats can't debate. So they just say, you're a racist, you're a bigot, I'm not going to debate you. No, the real reason you won't debate us is because you know you would lose and your ideology would be exposed for what it really is, propaganda. So now this is how it's going to have to go down. I hope the Republicans take notes from Thomas Massie here. I want to see Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Paul Gosar, Jim Jordan, the rest of them. I want them to be on the floor of Congress in the forums, and I want them to be going up to Democrats and starting a debate just like this between Massie and Bowman. This is the only way we're going to get political debate. This is the only way we're going to have true political debate. Now, I don't know how much swing Nancy Pelosi still has in the Democrat Party. My guess is if she does, she's called Jamal Bowman into her office and scolded him for this. Because you don't do this. You don't actually debate if you're a Democrat. That's a losing effort. Pelosi knows that. So here's Thomas Massie and Jamal Bowman outside of Congress in the common area getting into a debate on the gun issue.
Our children at all. Cowards. Pressure them. Force them to respond to the question, why the hell don't you do anything to save America's children? And let them explain that all the way up until Election Day of 2024. Let them explain it all the way up to Election Day of 2024. They're freaking cowards. They're gutless. They're not here. I'm talking about gun violence.
You know, there's never been
I'm talking about gun violence.
In a school that allows teachers to
carry guns? More guns lead to more death. Look at the data. You're not looking at any data.
Notice how I can't tell who that is. Is that Steny Hoyer? I can't tell who that is. Notice how that veteran Democrat walked over to Bowman and tried to stop him from having this debate. Just like when I go out on the streets and I'm talking to leftists and liberals that want to actually engage in a conversation with me, And then one of their cult leaders comes over and shuts them up and says, don't talk. This is how cults work. They don't allow you to have free exchange of ideas and thoughts. They don't allow that because that's how you get exposed. So they protect the cult and they shut down conversation. And that's what that Democrat tried to do to Jamal Bowman right there. But I guarantee you, depending on what kind of sway Pelosi has, she may have called Bowman into her office and said, you don't ever do that again. You understand me? So we'll find out if Bowman is silenced after this, but let's pick up this right where we left it off.
9-year-old children, because the solution is not Harvard teachers. Have you ever worked in the school? Have you ever worked in the school? It's a yes or no question. Have you ever worked in the school? You will not answer my question. Don't stop and talk to me. Okay, I'll bring it down a notch.
All right, folks.
Have you ever worked in the school?
I've got a bill to repeal.
I worked in the school for 20 years.
You're just screaming.
I was a teacher. I was screaming before you came and interrupted me. I worked in the school for 20 years. I worked in the school 20 years.
In every school,
I was a teacher. I was a school counselor. I was a middle school principal. I was in cafeterias protecting kids every day of my career.
And you're still dumb.
There's never been a shooting. It's time. We've got guns here to protect us. And we believe the kids should have somebody to protect them. Every school that's allowed it has never had a shooting, not even an accidental discharge at any of the schools. So.
We need more of this. We need more of this. This is how it's done right here.
Absolutely.
And look, there is a certain level of decorum. And so if you're an activist or you're a journalist or a reporter, you can't do that. You're not going to get a response. They're going to ignore you. It's been tried. And so, you know, maybe that's fair enough. But if a Democrat congressman wants to ignore a Republican congressman, well, that's totally different. That's an entirely different scenario than a Democrat ignoring a protester or ignoring an activist or ignoring a reporter or a journalist. They get away with that. But ignoring a fellow congressman when they're out there on the common area discussing and debating a serious issue, that's what we need. I hope Republicans take note of this. They won't. They'll lose on this one again. They never learn, do they? Republicans never learn. Not under Mitch McConnell. And maybe not even under Kevin McCarthy is what it's looking like. But we'll get the AOC video on the other side. But that's what we need. I'm telling you, this is how we expose the left. This is how we expose Democrats. Force them to debate you. Force them to stand up for their ideas. They can't do it. I'm telling you, this is how it's done. That wasn't the greatest example with the Massey-Bowman confrontation, but that's what needs to happen. Bowman looks like a radical jackass. And Thomas Massey looks like the calm, sound-minded, rational person. That's how it's going to happen. I mean, if not 100% of the time, 99% of the time, you approach a Democrat, liberal, progressive like that for a debate, 99% of the time, it will end in them having a complete and total psychotic breakdown. And you standing there, sound of mind and body, spirit and soul, being rational and logical, win the debate every time. That's all it takes. Now, will the Republicans learn from this? I doubt it. But maybe. Maybe. So then you had libs of TikTok, and this video just went public. And so I'm not sure if libs of TikTok is having an event at a bookstore or if AOC is having an event at a bookstore, but it looks like they're at a bookstore, and Cortez accuses libs of TikTok of being a transphobe. Now, what did I say? This is their straw man. This is their straw man argument. Conservatives, to say that they have a problem with trans people, that's not the issue. We're talking about minors getting butchered by supposed doctors. That is our issue here. Not a 30-year-old man that wants to chop his genitals off and pretend he's a woman. Not even an Audrey Hale situation, a woman that wants to pretend she's a man. There's a issue there. There's a mental problem there. We can address that. We're not trying to sign laws and legislation that stops adults from doing what they want with their body. This is about kids. So here's the response from AOC to Shia Rychik from Libs of TikTok.
Absolutely. super transphobic, and I never want to share space with you. Thank you.
I am here outside the Cannon Building. I was here last week because I attempted to ask AOC why she lied about me in a committee hearing. She cowered away. She refused to talk to me. So I'm back here today, 1 week later, and I'm going to deliver her an ethics complaint that I filed for lying about an American citizen in a committee hearing.
So AOC, she broke the rules. Believe it or not, there's actually rules on Capitol Hill. And 23 clause one is a big one. You got to act in a way that reflects credibility on the House. And lying about, you know, a U.S. citizen certainly doesn't do that. So we're filing this ethics complaint.
Let's go inside and see if she's there.
How are you doing?
She's got her trans flag.
Hi. So basically, a few weeks ago, AOC lied about me in a committee hearing.
Okay.
So I tried to come last week and talk to her, but she kind of cowered away, wasn't interested in talking to me. So together with Mike from the Heritage Foundation Oversight, he helped me file this ethics complaint. So we filed that. And if you can give it to AOC, I would really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And tell her to stop lying about American citizens. Okay.
Thank you.
I just dropped off an ethics complaint at AOC's office, and unfortunately she wasn't there. So we left, and then I was walking through the Capitol, and guess who I bumped into? AOC herself.
I just delivered an ethics complaint to your office because you lied about me in the committee hearing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, actually,
I never inspired a bumper.
No, you're actually super transphobic, and I never want to share space with you. Thank you.
So that's how it goes. That's how it goes. What did AOC do? She ran away. Liberals cannot stand for their own ideas. Democrats cannot stand for their own policy or their own words. A little pushback and they fall over like a feather in a breeze. They fall over like a house of cards. These people are weak ideologically. They are weak philosophically. They are weak intellectually. All we have to do is push back and expose them. And what did AOC do? What did I tell you yesterday? What did she do? Oh, you're a transphobe. It's their greatest scarecrow. It's their greatest straw man. Oh, I don't want to debate you. I can't debate you. I would lose the debate. So I'm just going to call you a racist and run away. No, you can't win the debate. So you yell at a straw man and then run away.
We are truly at a crossroads.
And I'm just telling you because I know how to defeat these people, and it's forcing them to debate. And I understand that that's kind of hyperbolic because they don't debate, they run away. That's the point. That's the point. Just look at what happened when Thomas Massie approached a screaming maniac Democrat in the common space of the Capitol. He runs away like a coward. Look at what happens when Shia Rychik from Libs of TikTok confronts AOC about lying about her. She runs away like a coward. People are smarter than this, folks. People are smarter than this. This is how you defeat the left. They have no intellect. They have no logic. They have no philosophy. They have nothing. All they have is raw emotion and virtue signaling. And that is exposed and blown over like a leaf in the wind. You just got to do it. And I think, we're like right there on the edge. And I'm looking at this moment right now with what happened there with AOC and what happened there with Jamal Bowman and Massie. And I'm thinking, okay, it's like, here's the opening. It's like the light is coming through the door. Let's go. Let's open that door. Let's walk through it. It's like in a room full of darkness, and we're searching and feeling all around us, hoping, looking for an opening or a way to get out. And then, boom, here's this narrow light creeping through a crack. There it is. There's the opening. There's our chance. Take it. Bust it wide open. You see one of these libtards in the streets, debate them. Make them argue their ideas. They can't. You see one of these Democrats in the halls of Congress, debate them. Make them defend their ideas. They can't. It's so easy. Why do you think they censor their opposition? Why do you think they use the straw man? I mean, that's what this is. Oh, you're a transphobe. I won't talk to you. It's like, imagine you're a farmer and you've got another farm that's next to you, and you've noticed that there's some problem with your crops because of something they're spraying or something they're doing. And so you go over, and now you guys are talking in the field, and you're like, hey, you know, that stuff you've been spraying or those seeds you've been laying, they've actually been causing a mass die-off, and some of the crops aren't going to make it. Maybe we should reconsider doing that. And then the other farmer says, oh my gosh, look, there's a scarecrow over there. I can't talk to you now. I can't talk to you right now. There's a scarecrow. He's going to get me. He's a scary scarecrow. I've got to go. And then run away. What? That's what this is. Oh, I'm not going to talk to you. You're a racist. Oh, I'm not going to talk to you. You're a bigot. Oh, I can't talk to you. There's a scarecrow over there. It's that easy to expose them. It's that easy to expose them. Montana is one of 11 states aiming to define sex to exclude transgender people. In other words, Montana is trying to write a law that says there's male and there's female, and that's it. So nothing on your government document for 76 genders and everything else. Nothing for your school application for 109 genders, male and female. Yeah, we've known that for, I don't know, forever. Probably before we discovered fire, before we invented the wheel, we knew male and female. Male and female. Now we've got astrophysics and all kinds of technology, but we can't figure out male and female. Can't figure that one out. So the left is going to be protesting that. Missouri Senate okays bill to ban gender-affirming care for minors, send it to House. So in Missouri, it's going to be illegal for minors to go to a doctor and mutilate their bodies. That's a good thing. Democrats will be protesting that. Republicans in Missouri propose two bills to eliminate diversity and inclusion efforts at colleges. Oh, that's going to send them up a... Oh, my. Legislation that would prohibit colleges from hiring diversity, equity, and inclusion consultants and remove diversity questions from hiring requirements was heard by a House committee last week. You know, there is a viral video going around of an American content creator in Japan who was stunned at how free the children there are. What am I talking about? Well, in Japan, you might see a kid going out to get groceries for their grandparents, or you might see a kid roaming around the subway tracks. And you might not see their parents. And this stunned the American. And they said, well, wow, how are the Japanese so fearless in that they send their kids out into civilization? Do you know why? Because the Japanese didn't introduce the DAI programs to their country, diversity inclusion efforts. The DAI. They don't have open borders. They don't have diversity efforts. No, they have Japanese people that love and care about Japan. And so there's a self-interest everywhere to protect their own society and civilization and their own children. It's pretty simple, actually. It's pretty simple. And the left is using this and they're saying, this is because they don't have guns in Japan. This is because they don't have school shootings. Wrong-o. Wrong-o. It's because in Japan, they love their country and they don't bring in third world radicals and criminals. They don't release criminals back out onto the streets. And so the children can be safe because the Japanese people actually care about Japan. They care about the children being able to walk the streets safe. We don't have that here. We have people here, mostly Democrats, that hate America. We have people here, mostly Democrats, that hate white people and hate Christians. We have people here, the dregs of third world countries that come in. They don't have respect for America. They don't have respect for our infrastructure. They don't have respect for our children, our future, our streets, our buildings. They don't have respect for any of it. They couldn't care less. No, you want to know why Japanese people feel comfortable letting their kids roam around freely? Because they don't have criminals on the streets. They don't have hatred for their own country in their government. and in their hearts and in their souls and everything else that follows. But I digress. So, Missouri's Republican-led House on Tuesday voted to ban state government spending on diversity, equity, and inclusion. And that angers the left, because that's their opening to be racist bigots, but call it diversity, inclusion, and equity. Diversity, inclusion, equity. Die. 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 The Democrats want you to die. They write it out for you. They don't even hide it anymore. How far do they have to go with your children until you realize what they really are? How far do they have to go with your Second Amendment till you realize who they really are? How far do they have to go with your First Amendment before you realize who they really are? I think the realization is on, and I'm just asking for all conservatives and Republicans in Congress to push the gas. Pedal to the metal. Republicans in all 50 states should be fighting to ban transgender surgeries for kids right now. Republicans in all 50 states should be working to ban the racist, criminal motives behind diversity, inclusion, and equity programs. Yes, of course liberals are going to be flopping and flailing and floundering all around like demons. Ignore it. When a demon acts like a demon, you let that happen. And you say, that's the demon I'm fighting right there. Now, back to business. And if you really want to show how weak they are, confront them like Libs of TikTok did. Confront them like Thomas Massie did. Peacefully, politically, and expose what they really are. Empty vassals, unintellectuals, illogicians, losers, liars, criminals, crooks, phonies. All you gotta do is give them a little pushback. Okay, I'm trying to keep up with all the transurrections going on across the country, but I mean, it's wild at some of these capitals. Now, I've got other news I want to cover here before we sign off for the day, but this is truly wild stuff, and all I see is an opportunity for victory. And that doesn't mean it's an assured thing. I'm just saying, the left is in a complete breakdown right now, trying to arrest Donald Trump, protesting for trans rights, but it's really about chopping up little boys and girls, minors. I mean, this is kryptonite for themselves. All we have to do is properly respond to it, properly expose it. The average American is a good person. The average American is not a leftist moron. And it's and even for whatever levels of propaganda they've been exposed to, you can snap them out of it just like that. It's like we are just sitting there. And the left is on the verge of complete and utter collapse. And it's like we don't even want to take the opportunity to do it. In Mortal Kombat, you know, the finish him. If you're in a fight and your opponent is weakened and can't move anymore, it just says finish him. You get to do a special move, you know. It's like that's where the left is right now politically. They're done. They're flailing. They're floundering. They're standing. Their big issue today is to promote sexual reassignment surgery to minors without a parent's consent. That's their big argument right now. Let them have it. Give it to them. Give them the podium. Put a microphone in their face. Make them explain it. And it's just like the lady I covered earlier. She goes to the Capitol and she's like, where are all the conservatives? Where is the Republican Party? Where is the conservative media? Do they actually want to win? And, you know, that's been Alex's biggest frustration, I think, for so many years. And maybe now he's finally seeing some actual will to win on the conservative side of the media and the political aisle. But, I mean, it's just like, why do people not have the sense of urgency? Do they really not care? And the truth is, the answer is no, they really don't care. They're making millions of dollars. They're rich and famous. They have great, comfortable lives. Why would they want to disrupt that by pursuing the absolute annihilation politically of the left by putting their feet in the streets or putting their voice in the Capitol? It's not worth it. They've got too much to lose, so they don't do it. But that's going to change, because what's going to end up happening is they're going to end up losing audience members. Because the conservative audience is flocking to people that are telling it like it is, really pushing back against the leftist globalist establishment propaganda, and getting out into the streets when it's necessary, peacefully and politically. So all the studio conservatives, the comfort conservatives, their time is running out. So you're either going to adapt or you're going to disappear. And there'll be the big names that can just buy their presence everywhere. But it won't matter. They'll become irrelevant. All right, let me just get back to the news here. But see, it's like this. Lindsey Graham, how does this even happen? Lindsey Graham goes on with Jesse Waters last night. I mean, just look at the Fox News coverage compared to what it would have been 10 years ago. I mean, Jesse Waters is, I mean, even he's kind of, I mean, I'm not trying to insult the guy. I like his show. I like him. But I'm just saying, like, even Jesse Waters likes to play it pretty straight and down the middle. He's not reaching for content. He's playing corporate cable news host. But damn, is he doing a good job. And he brings on Lindsey Graham last night to talk about the Restrict Act. And he has to break the news to Lindsey Graham himself that he sponsored it. Lindsey Graham goes on the television with Jesse Waters and doesn't even know he's sponsoring the bill. How does that happen? And Jesse Waters handled it perfectly. Now, I would have handled it differently. I would have, you know, Lindsey Graham would have never wanted to come on with me again. But that's okay. I'm not a corporate cable news host, so that's fine. I'm applauding Jesse Waters. He was nice, and he said, you know, Lindsey, you might want to read the bills you're sponsoring before you come on TV. Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, Lindsey Graham, a total phony, a total embarrassment. We all knew that. But see, now he's exposed. And when he's gone, the conservatives in South Carolina, Republicans will elect somebody who's an actual conservative, not Lindsey Graham. And I'd play the video segment. It's just over 3 minutes. I don't have enough time. But, I mean, imagine. Lindsey Graham goes on Jesse Waters' show to bash the Restrict Act, the bill that he co-sponsored. And he didn't even know it. Embarrassing. Then you have Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren is building an anti-crypto army. This is her own political campaign. I'm in this fight to put our government on the side of working families. Elizabeth Warren is building an anti-crypto army. Anti-crypto. So anything anti-establishment, anything anti centralization, Elizabeth Warren wants to fight. But she's a Native American. Oh, yeah. Yeah, remember, what was it, a wounded knee? Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do the Native Americans feel about gun confiscation, Elizabeth Warren? You know, since you're an Indian and all, you know, your high cheekbones or whatever. Yeah, you're high, all right. Not your cheekbones. And she wants gun confiscation. How did that go for the Native Americans at Wounded Knee? Yes, gun confiscation works very well for the Native Americans, didn't it? They really didn't learn anything from that, I guess, if Elizabeth Warren is the test case. Jury in Douglas Mackey trial tells judge they cannot come to a unanimous decision. Now, this is good news for Mackey, but it's bad news that this is good news. This country, the average American now, is so unsound of mind and so propagandized that you have a deadlocked jury in the Douglas Mackey case. We're talking about a man who shared a joke, a man who shared an image on the internet that Hillary Clinton once arrested. And so now he's sitting in front of a jury of his peers, and half of them thinks he should go to jail for sharing a joke on the internet. Now, again, for him, the good news is that the jury's deadlocked, so there's people in the jury that know he doesn't need to, he shouldn't spend a single day in jail. This case needs to be tossed. So the good news is there's at least some rational Americans in the jury that know this case should be tossed right now. But the fact that there's half the jury that thinks he needs to go to jail and be punished for making a joke on the internet, that's scary. But at least legally speaking for him, it looks like there may be an out here. Meanwhile, PBS reporter Jane Ferguson punched in the face by stranger on New York City subway. Mm-hmm. Dad killed outside Starbucks after allegedly asking attacker not to vape near his toddler. Mm. I'm sure there's no common thread of left-wing ideology amongst these freaks, though, in these Democrat-run cities committing all these violent crimes. More video clips, more news, and now a statement from Donald Trump with the breaking news of his indictment now. And we're going to try to cover all of it in the last two segments. But first, ladies and gentlemen, we are listener supported. It's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes all this possible. And we have great products, so we make it easy on you. Great products, stuff that you need, like toothpaste. Everybody has a toothpaste in their home. I'm assuming everybody has toothpaste in their home, so why not shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, myself, big fan, Super Blue, Super Silver Toothpaste, two amazing innovations from Dr. Jones Naturals at InfoWarsStore.com. But now the latest toothpaste innovation is at InfoWarsStore.com. Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste, the triple action turmeric non-fluoride toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. Already selling out, already a top seller, already getting phone calls about how much people love it. The latest, greatest innovation when it comes to oral hygiene is at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste. Get yourself a tube now before it sells out. And the good news is all Dr. Jones Naturals products, except that toothpaste actually, are 25% off. So there's other great Dr. Jones Naturals products at InfoWarsStore.com, all 25% off. There is a discount on the toothpaste, but it's already so cheap we couldn't do 25% off, or it would actually end up costing us money. So that's all at InfoWarsStore.com. There are a couple hundred copies left of Alex Jones' new book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed copies, that is, the limited edition signed copies, just a couple hundred left at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your hands on that memorabilia before it sells out. It's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes everything we do here possible. If you don't want to buy a product today, you can go right to InfoWarsStore.com and make a donation. And we appreciate that as well. All right, let me just read this from Trump. Trump posts Truth Social message threatening war over indictment is the headline. Let me just read the full statement for you now from Donald J. Trump. This is political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history. From the time I came down the golden escalator at Trump Tower and even before I was sworn in as your president of the United States, the radical left Democrats, the enemy of the hardest working men and women of this country, have been engaged in a witch hunt to destroy the Make America Great Again movement. You remember it just like I do. Russia, 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 the Mueller hoax, Ukraine, 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 impeachment hoax one, impeachment hoax two, and the illegal, unconstitutional Mar-a-Lago raid. Now this. All right, let me just pause right there because I can't help myself before I go on. You know, I just have a hard time sympathizing with Donald Trump on this because you were the president. You said you were going to drain the swamp. You didn't do it. Okay? So, I mean, I'm going to defend the truth. I don't have to defend Donald Trump. I'm going to defend the truth. And I've suffered for supporting Donald Trump as much as almost anybody, except maybe a Roger Stone. There's very few others who have suffered as much as I have for the support of Donald Trump. But that does not change the fact that I'm going to be honest about Donald Trump. And you, Donald Trump, said you would drain the swamp, and now you didn't, and so the swamp is coming after you, and you want sympathy from us, who are getting crushed by the swamp too? We elected you to get these blood-sucking vampires off of our freaking neck. And you want sympathy because they're on yours? They're on ours! We made you president to get them out of here! So I'm sorry that I'm having a little trouble being sympathetic for the man, Donald Trump, when he said he would drain the swamp and now they're draining him. But I don't have to defend Donald Trump. I have to defend the truth. Trump is obviously innocent. This is obviously political persecution. And the Democrats are obviously the most corrupt political party in American history. Continuing from Donald Trump's statement. The Democrats have lied, cheated, and stolen their obsession with trying to get Trump. But now they've done the unthinkable, indicting a completely innocent person in an act of blatant election interference. Never before in our nation's history has this been done. The Democrats have cheated countless times over the decades, including spying on my campaign, weaponizing our justice system to punish a political opponent who just so happens to be a president of the United States and by far the leading Republican candidate for president. This has never happened before. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who was handpicked and funded by George Soros, is a disgrace. Tried to warn you about Soros. Rather than stopping the unprecedented crime wave taking over New York City, he's doing Joe Biden's dirty work, ignoring the murders and burglaries and assaults he should be focused on. This is how Bragg spends his time. You know, it's funny, though. Alvin Bragg promised to arrest Donald Trump. He delivered on his promise. Donald Trump promised to drain the swamp, and, well, here we are. I believe this witch hunt will backfire massively on Joe Biden. The American people realize exactly what the radical left Democrats are doing here. Everyone can see it. So our movement and our party, United and Strong, will first defeat Alvin Bragg, and then we will defeat Joe Biden, and we are going to throw every last one of these crooked Democrats out of office so we can make America great again. Man, I just got to tell you, it's sour to me. It's a sour taste in my mouth. I'm not saying Donald Trump is wrong and that he's not being politically persecuted. We all know that's true. But it gets, it's a little, you know, it's like sucking on a lemon when he says, we're going to get back in there and toss the Democrats out and drain the swamp. It's like, wait a second. I've been here before. With you. And the very people you're complaining about are the very people you already said you would get rid of. I've been here before. A little obnoxious, but I mean, he's obviously being politically persecuted. He's obviously innocent, and this is obviously going to make him more popular. So we shall see how this whole thing develops. I don't see how Secret Service lets this go down. I mean, this is all unprecedented. How is Secret Service going to let Donald Trump go into a jail cell by himself? There's no way. So I don't know. But you know the Democrats want that video. They want him in cuffs. They want him perp walked. I mean, they'll masturbate to it for years. Literally. That's how deranged these people are. So this is their wet dream, and this is their political orgasm. Now, here is Vivek Ramaswamy, who is the only one even mentioning any of this. It just shows you all the other people that have announced, like Nikki Haley or all the others that are set to announce, they're not really running for president. They're either running for vice president or they're just running to grift and raise millions of dollars in the process. So Vivek just released this statement. Here it is.
I'm Vivek Ramaswamy, and I'm running for president of the United States. Earlier today, my competitor in this race, Donald Trump, was criminally indicted in a politically motivated prosecution. This is wrong. This is dangerous. We're skating on thin ice as a country right now. I think we may be heading on our way to a national divorce. I'm running for president because I care about a national revival instead, but this is a step in the wrong direction. You don't know what Alvin Bragg, he ran on a campaign, a political campaign for his position, pledging to investigate Donald Trump. You don't know what he did today. He delivered on a campaign promise. That is not how our justice system is supposed to work. Justice is supposed to be impartial. If this had been anybody else other than Donald Trump, on this set of facts, it would have been charged as a misdemeanor at most, if at all. Yet what we see right now is a ruling party in our country that will stop at nothing, even using police force to arrest its political opponents, We're not some banana republic, guys. We are the United States of America. We're supposed to be that shining city on a hill for the rest of the world that still gives hope to the free world as we know it. And yet look at what we have become today. This is not the America that I know. And you know what? You do have a constitutional right to protest this decision if you want to. The only ask I will make is do it peacefully and do it lawfully if that's the decision you make. Because, again, we're in dangerous times today.
I'll tell you
what,
about
having
one country. I got to tell you, I really like this guy.
At the end of this.
I really do. And I'm seeing the attacks on him.
Joe Biden wants to do something little.
I've not seen anything. I've never seen this guy do something or say something I didn't like. I'm not saying I agree with everything he said. And I got more of him on the other side. All right, final segment here of the InfoWars War Room. It's going to be very telling, the response from Republicans, the Republican Party, Republicans running for president to the Donald Trump indictment. It's going to be very telling. I have a feeling it's going to be crickets, except for Vivek Ramaswamy, whose response we just played. And I got a little bit more from him. He was on the Dana Loesch radio show. And again, how can you not agree with this in clip 14?
Would you abolish the IRS, for instance?
I would be strongly inclined to abolish the IRS. So we've identified a list of agencies that we're going to commit to shutting down. I've already committed to three of them, the Department of Education. I've committed to shutting down the FBI. I've also committed to shutting down the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, which has gone too far in standing in the way of nuclear energy. I've also said that we would cut 90% of the employees in the U.S. Federal Reserve. From about 22,000 to less than 2,000, which is what the Federal Reserve actually needs. The IRS is actually next on our list. So I'm a big believer in not just spouting off data. We're digging deep in this. I'm very favorably disposed to either a Federal Reserve style 90% plus headcount reduction in the IRS, or possibly just reevaluating like with the FBI.
Man, just inject that right into my veins. Yeah, hi, I'm Vivek for president, and I would like to cut 95% of federal jobs. Yes! Yeah! Yes! Now! Elect him now! No, I don't think he's ready yet, but I'd love to see him as a member of the Trump administration. Trump's obviously the front runner, but I'd like to see Trump adopt some of that messaging. And Trump ought to be cozying up next to Vivek. He's the only one supporting him in this race, even though he's going against him. A man that puts the truth over his campaign. Admirable. All right, now, some of the other news. Yesterday, more train derailments. I mean, it's every day now. Train carrying ethanol has derailed, causing it to explode, prompting immediate evacuation orders for residents within a half mile in Raymond, Minnesota. Now, they've said it looks like everything's okay, but this is continuing. And so we've been asking ourselves why this phenomenon of train derailments. Is it because we're hyper-focused and we're noticing this now, or is there something else happening? Well, it just broke. I'm going to look into this tonight. The great Anne Vandersteel is breaking news. Now, remember, we've had Chinese nationals crossing the southern border. We're not talking about refugees or asylum seekers. We're talking about well-spoken, well-dressed, brand-new technology, iPhones, everything, crossing the southern border illegally. Anne Vandersteel is reporting, this just broke, Chinese nationals have now been caught with rail-cutting equipment. Now, again, this was just breaking from Anne Vandersteel. I haven't looked into this. But is this going to provide us the answer to why are all these train derailments happening? Is it really infrastructure collapse? Is it we're hyper-focused? Or is there some other activity going on? So I'll be digging into that, maybe even seeing if we can't get Anne Vandersteel on the air with this potentially bombshell news story. Meanwhile, in Austria, Zelensky set to give a speech begging them to support the war in Ukraine and give them more money and weapons, and Austrian politicians decided to walk out instead. Here that is in clip 3. So they get ready for the Zelensky to speak in front of the Austrian government, and they put up these signs, and they all walk out, at least half of them. Platz für Frieden. Now, I've been... I'm going to have to look into this further to find out what the motivation for this walkout was. I mean, it's obviously an anti-war thing, but I mean, as far as what their messaging is, it's always more difficult when you're dealing with a country that speaks a different language to get down to the bottom of this stuff. But Platz für Frieden translates to place for peace. So it's obviously anti-war. Now, the question that I'm really going to be investigating is, okay, thank you. The crew actually did it for me. This was just an hour ago. Thank you, guys. Wow. I was going to say, I don't know if this is the left wing or the right wing, because traditionally it's the left wing that does the peace stuff and the walkout to stop war. No, it was the right wing. It's the right wing party in Austria that's standing against the war in Ukraine. Wow. I suspected that, since that's the trend now, but I was going to look further into it tonight. The crew answers the question. They pulled the news up. It just broke an hour ago. Thank you, guys. Wow, that's awesome stuff. That'll save me some work tonight. Thank you. More than 20 far-right Austrian MPs walked out of parliament during a speech by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. And what was it, a guy? We'll all learn a foreign language together today. Frieden, Platz für Frieden. Platz für Frieden. Saying that in a Ukrainian accent. So there you go, though. Again, it's the right wing internationally. It's the right wing nationally that is standing against this war. My, how times have changed. But again, what's the lesson to be learned here? What did I say earlier? Left wingers don't have any principles. They don't have any values. The only thing they stand on is whatever is opposite of you. So if you're pro-war, they're anti-war. If you're anti-war, they're pro-war. If you're pro-free speech, they're anti-free speech. If you're anti-free speech, they're pro-free speech. That's the left. What is the source of that? Hatred. Hatred is the source of that. IFL Science asks, are kids ready to eat insects? And it lays out how, it proposes how, and this is what the liberals want, your kids need to learn how to eat bugs in schools, and we need to get meat out of schools and replace it with bugs, and we need to find different ways to get the children to like eating bugs, like maybe having chocolate-covered bugs or have it dipped in ketchup, like to trick them, like, hey, it tastes good. It's good for you, even though it's really unhealthy, and I'm sure it would taste gross. I don't eat bugs. I'm not an ant eater. I'm not a bearded dragon. Even my tortoise won't even eat a bug. He sees a bug crawling on his apple. He looks at me like, what am I, some sort of freak here? I'm not eating a bug. Even my tortoise, smarter than a liberal. And you know why? Do you know why my tortoise won't eat a bug? Because even my tortoise knows that eating that bug is unhealthy for them. Not even kidding you. You see outdoor tortoises, they don't have a round shell because they eat too much protein. It collapses their shell in. Sorry, I'm doing it in tortoise stuff now. I'm just saying you. Even animals know that aren't supposed to eat bugs, you don't eat the bugs. Instinctively, they know that. Like they know if they see a shadow fly over them, that might be a bird trying to hunt me. And the left wants to take that and feed it to your kids. And they say, this is how we can deceive your children into eating bugs. And then they'll just adapt to it. And then there'll be no more meat. A giant meatball made from flesh cultivated using the DNA of an extinct woolly mammoth was unveiled at NEMO, a science museum in the Netherlands. Yeah. So soon, but this is like Bill Gates wanting to have lab-grown tumor meat and sell it to you like it's a steak. So this is a woolly mammoth. This is a flesh-cultivated woolly mammoth meatball. Probably still more delightful and delectable than a bug or a Bill Gates bladder tumor cancer meat. But there it is. Scientists create liquid trees. Liquid trees is what they're calling it. It's a tank full of water and algae. And they're saying this is going to be the alternative to trees in urban areas. And, of course, they just want to remake all these urban areas into these smart cities, 15-minute cities, and there's not going to be room for a tree, you see. So they're now going to put a glass-filled case of algae water and say this is what you get for a tree. Ah, the future seems great. Future seems fantastic. QAnon shaman Jacob Chansley released early from prison to a halfway house. That's good news. He still needs to be free entirely, but the halfway house situation much better than the torture he was receiving in the federal pen. So that's a good step in the right direction. He needs to be completely freed now. Joint Base Andrews goes on lockdown due to armed individual. That happened today. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman expected back to work in a month. They're saying by the end of April, maybe he'll be out of the hospital, out of the mental ward, and back to work. Maybe just a resignation would be the answer to that. But they just ran him, and they spent hundreds of millions of dollars getting him into office, so he can't exactly resign. And the silence from Dr. Oz on all of this is deafening. All right, that does it for today's edition of the InfoWars War Room. We take a 21-hour break, and we will see you tomorrow. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.